American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The House Foreign Affairs Committee subpoenaed Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday over his refusal to provide testimony related to the Harris-Biden administration's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. The committee, led by Chairman Michael McCaul of Texas, has given Blinken a September 19th deadline to answer questions before the panel or face being held in contempt of Congress. Former State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega says someone must answer for the deaths of 13 U.S. service members.
He absolutely should have to testify before this. I know that they will argue that he's been under oath and discussed Afghanistan many times, but we know that there's still so much that hasn't been answered for. And the one thing that we have to remember is that we have seen chaos and war in almost every theater in the globe. And one of the reasons I think principally that happened is because of the chaotic and disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. So I think the subpoena is incredibly important. Antony Blinken, everybody, by the way, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, the National Security Advisor, everybody in Biden's national security team should have to answer for what happened that day.
A former aide to two New York governors was charged Tuesday with acting as an illegal agent of the Chinese government who used her state positions to advance Beijing's agenda in exchange for financial benefits worth millions of dollars. Linda Sun, who held numerous posts in the New York state government, including Deputy Chief of Staff for Governor Kathy Hochul and Deputy Diversity Officer for former Governor Andrew Cuomo, was arrested Tuesday along with her husband, Chris Hu, at their $4 million home on Long Island. Governor Kathy Hochul.
It was a betrayal of trust, the trust of government, the trust of the people. And I'll tell you this, the second we discovered some levels of misconduct, we fired her, we alerted the authorities, and hence we ended up with what happened here today.
A lot of people use Google or Amazon Alexa to get information. Amazon Alexa gave starkly different answers when asked why to vote for Republican Donald Trump versus Democrat Kamala Harris.
Alexa, why should I vote for Donald Trump?
I cannot provide content that promotes a specific political party or a specific candidate.
Alexa, why should I vote for Kamala Harris?
While there are many reasons to vote for Kamala Harris, the most significant may be that she is a woman of color.
Fox News contributor Tommy Lahren says these companies don't even bother to hide their bias.
I don't feel like they're really ashamed of what they're doing. I feel like they're actually a little more shameless, and it's just getting worse and more brazen. They've become more entitled. I'd also say this to some of these companies. We hear a lot about DEI and inclusion and diversity. Well, it would be nice if some of these companies, I don't know, would maybe hire a conservative or independent-minded thinker every now and again to get maybe a little diversity of thought in some of these companies, then maybe so many of these errors wouldn't happen with such stunning regularity.
Yeah.
A back-to-school bus tour continues today with the U.S. Secretary of Education.
The tour runs through September 6th, and Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona says it's to, quote, remind the American people why the Biden-Harris administration has unapologetically fought for public education, the foundation of opportunity in this country, and the contrast between our efforts and those who wish to destroy public education. Jonathan Butcher, Senior Research Fellow in Education Policy for the Heritage Foundation, says there are problems today in education.
Scores, on average, across the country in reading and math in fourth grade and eighth grade, which are the scores that are measured in the nation's report card, they are at or near historic lows. In fact, in reading, they are matching historic lows dating back to the early 1990s. What we are talking about today is the outcome of the COVID pandemic, when the Biden administration and their allies and teacher unions worked very hard to keep schools closed for extended periods, has resulted in negative outcomes for students really across the spectrum.
Some people and politicians are in favor of increasing spending as a way of improving education outcomes, but Butcher said funding is not the problem.
We're spending more after adjusting for inflation on education today than we ever have.
I'm Chris Woodward.
For American Family News, I'm Steve Pugh.